Welcome to Hope Is Here. I am continuing my conversation with Megan Jordan about when your faith is shaken. She wrote an article earlier this year, and I happened to read it, and it really spoke to me, and I think it'll really speak to you. If you've been struggling in your faith, and you're like, how do I get out of this slump? I don't want to be a person of weak faith, yet we all go through those seasons. I want to encourage you to listen to our two previous programs. You go to our website. They're only 14 minutes long. HopeIsHere.today is our website. That's HopeIsHere.today. I want to encourage you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Twitter at Hope Is Here, L-E-X. Obviously stands for Lexington, at Hope Is Here, Lex. Also follow us, Podbean or iTunes. Subscribe, and you'll get these 14-minute podcasts sent to you. We do this program 5 days a week. It's live on the radio, but the podcast, I know a lot of people like to listen to those while they're getting ready in the morning, on the way to the work, filling their minds and hearts with God's Spirit. I also want to encourage you maybe to be a financial supporter of Hope Is Here. I'd love to say that this did not cost any money to do it, but it does, and we have several people that have been faithful to help provide financial resources. But maybe if God leads you to make a donation, you can do that online. It's safe and secure at hopeishere.today. Or if you're like me, you're old school, you like to write a check, when you go to our website, if you scroll down, you'll see the mailing address. Just simply make your check out to Hope Is Here, and it is tax deductible. We've been talking about applications when your faith is shaken. We got started on that yesterday and really got into talking about finances. But I love, as you started to continue and get near the end part of your article, you talked about that speed matters. What did you mean by that, Megan?
Sure. So this was something that the Holy Spirit just really impressed into me, that anytime that you are having a negative thought or just an emotional response to a matter that violates what God says that you should be feeling or thinking, that the speed of which you throw that thought down matters and how long it sticks around and affects your life. The longer that that negative thought or that pessimistic acceptance of defeat stays in your mind, the longer that that has to really take root and just mess up your mind, and you get stuck in that rut over and over again. So the faster that you can throw that down, and that goes back to 2 Corinthians 10:5, that tells us to destroy every thought above Christ. And, you know, nothing about destroy tells me that that should be a quick a slow or a laid back kind of approach.
Well, and it's so true. You know, as Christians, sometimes we got to get kind of warm and fuzzy. And Jesus did say, you know, he's the Lamb of God. And so obviously lambs are, you know, kind of warm, cuddly creatures. At the same time, the Lamb of God suffered a brutal death on the cross. And the thing I always remind people about is, you know, Jesus didn't start his ministry till he was 30 years old. So he lived life as an adult. He had a J-O-B, a job that he had to deal with. And on top of that, when he did start his ministry, he didn't do it by himself. He chose 12 guys, a group, if we were doing it by the world standards, misfits. Had some guys that, you know, were just Peter outspoken, obviously Judas betrayed him. But I just think it's interesting that, you know, we got to look and see that sometimes we do have to be forceful in our decision making, because the enemy definitely does not play fair, does he?
No, not at all. I mean, there are so many scriptures that say that he is just waiting to take advantage, and he doesn't play fair. He will attack you when you're at your weakest. And so you want to make sure that you are fully equipped and always wearing the armor of God. That's what he gave it to us for, is to take authority over those things. And, you know, he gave us the authority to tell those thoughts or those emotions to get out of our way while we are trying to deepen our relationship with Christ.
Well, 1 Peter 5:8 warns us, says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is looking for somebody to devour. But it doesn't say he's going to devour you. He's looking for somebody.
Right.
But by doing what we've talked about in the previous two programs today, standing on what God's word says, you list a great scripture there to help encourage people when they are shaking their fear, Psalm 145, verse 18.
So that just promises, that says the Lord is near to all who call on him. And so this whole article is really about placing the word of God and what God says about you and what God says to you, placing that over the validity of your own emotions. And that's a game changer. It's really hard to do, but it is a total game changer. It's no longer about the primary focus on you and what you think and what validates you, because we're not God. It's all about what he says and what he says and thinks and does. And just knowing that the word says the Lord is near to all who call on him, regardless of how alone you feel, you can speak that and verbally come into agreement. And I guarantee that you will start to feel him closer to you just in that one sentence.
Well, I definitely agree with that. I remember one time after I'd gone through my divorce and unexpected and bankruptcy, lost my home. I was living in a little one-bedroom apartment. It was a Sunday night, and I just felt overwhelming loneliness. And I started to call somebody. This was before texting was available. And so I started to do that, and then I just kind of felt like the Lord said, you know, just talk to me about your hurt, your loneliness, your pain. And I also could remember this quote from Joyce Meyer saying, when you have problems, when you're worried, when you're in fear, do you go to the phone or do you go to the throne? Mm. And I just remember that clear as day hearing that on the radio. And she said that. And so I said, Lord, I feel so overwhelming of loneliness right now. And actually tears started running down my face as I just said, but Lord, I trust you. I know you love me. Jesus died for me. Just help me. And, you know, tears still came down. As a man, I don't mind saying that. But I kid you not, like 5 minutes later, I started to turn the TV on, and yeah, I felt God say, no, just stay with me. Let's go through this together. So a few more minutes. And then literally after about 10 minutes, not going to the phone, not going to TV to numb that pain, my phone rang, and a friend said, you know, I don't know why, but God just kind of laid you on my heart. I just want to check in and see how you're doing.
That's so good.
So God's so good to answer us. But sometimes, you know, when we our face shaking, we struggle with sleeping. You talked about a verse, Psalm 4:8, that might help somebody right now that's having struggling listening. I mean, sleeping at night because their faith is shaken.
Absolutely.
Share Psalm 4:8 with us.
So Psalm 4:8 says, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. And so no matter how bad your day looked and no matter what has happened in your season, that you can always bring yourself back into agreement and call on the peace that he promises you and know that you can get a good night's sleep because he says that you're safe to do it. And that goes above anything that you can say will or will not happen. Praise God, because if it's up to us, we may not get a great night's sleep. But because he promises it, we can count on it.
Well, and I think, you know, we talked about that thy will be done on earth as in heaven, that God's on his throne. And I had somebody tell me one time when I was going through a really stressful season to say, you know, Greg, before you go to bed, to say, God, I'm handing all this stuff over to you. I know you can take care of the whole universe tonight. You don't need my help. So for the next 7 hours, I'm going to give that to you. And it sounds so simple, but sometimes I think we make it too complicated, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. One of the, you know, mental tricks that I have to continually play on myself is to just remind myself who he is by saying, Lord, you are Lord. So when I get stressed out about something like money, for example, I have to just stop and say, Lord, you are Lord of my finances. Lord, you are Lord of, you know, this tiny annoyance about the way this cabinet was closed. I mean, it could be anything, but reminding yourself where you stand and who he is suddenly just shifts your whole perspective.
Well, one of my simple prayers of the last 6 years since I left a really secure job and benefits and all, but stepped out in faith was, I felt God one day say to me, just simply pray, I am your protector and your provider. And I've prayed that almost every meal, but definitely every day over the past almost 6 years. And God has been faithful to do that. Yet I love in this article that you wrote, when your faith is shaken, you know, we talked about this in the first program, but sometimes life is just hard, and yet you give a couple great scriptures to stand on, 1 Peter 5:10 and Hebrews 12:11. Share those with us, please.
Sure. So 1 Peter 5:10 says, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. And so that just really gives me a lot of encouragement that, you know, even if you come out of a situation where you just feel like you were wronged in every way, that he saw your responses and he saw how you stewarded that and he saw what you sacrificed and what you gave up. And as long as he is noticing that, none of that is going to be wasted. Not a single moment that you put into that and handled it the right way is going to go wasted. He will restore all of that to you in his own way, in his own time. And sometimes it's really obvious and sometimes it's not. But it's all about, you know, storing up that treasure in heaven anyway, not necessarily here on earth. And Hebrews 12:11 says, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful, but later it yields peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." And sometimes even these applications of making a conscious decision to lay it down and worship him over what your emotions are telling you to do can seem painful. It can seem painful to stay in the word and painful to worship when all you want to do is cry, but it will train you so that if you ever have to go through a similar season, you've built that endurance. You've gone through this before, and no one gets stronger if they don't train. So,
well, I love Hebrews 12:6. Also, it says, "For God disciplines those he loves."
Yes.
And yet, I know sometimes people get that confused between discipline and punishment. Mm. You know, people think, well, I did something wrong, so God's punishing me. Well, sometimes that's just because, you know, you reap what you sow. But then there's a lot of times in my life where I've made bad decisions, selfish decisions, yet God's extended me grace.
Yes.
So don't get too caught up in that. But I want to close with, we could do even another program on this, but you closed the article out talking about applications to not do. So we got about a couple of minutes here left. Share those things that you talked about, maybe good reminders when your faith is shaken to not do.
Right. So you don't want to overthink it. Naming every problem over and over just keeps you focused on it. You want to bring your mind above that problem by focusing on him and creating that new level of trust. You don't want to pour your problems into those who could be depending on your example and counting on your victory so that they have a way to go when they go through that season. Go to a leader or a mentor or someone that is above you if you need someone else to bounce ideas off of other than God.
Well, and I'm sorry to interrupt here, but I think that part's huge. And I say this all the time, but I just think for 2019, this is my word from God. If Jesus, the Son of God, you know, did life with not just the 12, but three guys intimately.
Exactly.
Peter, James, John, then that means that we need to. And I think one of Satan's greatest tools is discouragement and isolation. So, yeah. Like you said, go to somebody, a leader, a mentor, a mature spiritual friend, and tell them, you know, that you're struggling.
So the last couple were, you know, don't underestimate small seeds of doubt. Take them out right away before they snowball. Don't take the victory away from the Lord when it's over. You want to celebrate and you want to testify to how good he is. And you also don't want to make huge decisions when you're in that emotional state. The heart is deceitful above all other things. So wait until you have that victory and then make that life-altering decision.
I believe it's Jeremiah 17:6. I was going to bring that up in one of our earlier programs. We can't always trust our hearts. Jeremiah, I believe it's 17:6, says, "Above all, the heart can be most deceitful." And our culture yet says, "Oh, if it feels good, do it." And I would encourage you, make sure it lines up with God's word. And the big thing is, I've learned, don't make decisions when you're too emotionally high, but especially when you're too low, when you're tired. And one of the most spiritual things some of you could do today is simply take a nap, you know, get some rest. Because I know when I get fatigued, I get tired, man, some things that are really just small little deals, they seem like mountains, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And he can speak to you in your sleep. He does it all the time. He can give you a sense of peace, or he can give you a dream. I mean, you spend a third of your life sleeping. He's going to want to redeem that time in some way or another.
Amen. Well, we've had a great week with great three programs with Megan Jordan. I hope if you want to read this article, you can email us. We'd be glad to send you a copy. It's called Practical Applications for When Your Faith is Shaken by Megan Jordan. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Need help with what to get mom for Mother's Day? Let Creations by Karen help you make mom feel special with a beautiful arrangement of flowers or a plant. Creations by Karen is locally owned for over 20 years and also offers candy, balloons, and other creative options to let mom know she is loved. Place your order for Mother's Day today at creationsbykaren.net. That's creations with a K by Karen.net. Or call them at 859-277-6166. That's 859-277-6166.